So welcome, everyone, both those of you here in the sanctuary as well as those of you who are joining us online. It is Super Sports Sunday, and we're having a great time with that. I appreciate those of you who are wearing your jerseys. A fun time today. If you have been with us, we're in this four-week series. We're wrapping it up today. The series title has been called Decisions. Decisions. And if you've missed some previous weeks, let me catch you up to speed. We've been talking about decisions that impact our life stories. And the good news is that for many of you, a few years from now, you're going to tell a story about this chapter of your life, and you're going to say, man, I'm kind of proud to tell this story. You'll say, hey, I took a new step of faith. Or, hey, I began a discipline that helped change the direction of my life. Or you know what, I got into that and made some new friends. Or I was able to get over a hurt and bring healing into a relationship. Maybe I started a ministry or I changed something that was harming me. You've got a story and you're going to tell that story and you're going to feel good about it. Unfortunately, as we know, is also true that for some of us, a few years from now, we look back at this chapter of our life and we won't be so proud of it. We might have made some decisions that we regret, or there may be a chapter of our life that we really don't want to tell that story. So the decision is up to you. And me. In fact, the key thought for this series, if you're taking notes, our key thought is this: the decisions you make today determine the stories you tell tomorrow. I like that. Let's say that again. Let's say that together. The decisions you make today determine the stories you tell tomorrow. So now, in this chapter in your life, some of you, you're going to sense that there's something new that needs to take place. For others of you, maybe it's going to be later on in life, a future chapter, but you're going to, even then, suddenly realize, man, I'm supposed to take this new step of faith. I'm supposed to venture out. There is something new. There's something different. There's something that I know I didn't expect it, but somehow I just know there's something more that I'm supposed to do. Well, when you get to that place, here is a key thought if you're taking notes for today. Sometimes the best decision you can make is to go when it would be easier to stay. Sometimes the best decision you can make is to follow that nudging, to listen to that whisper, to take the step of faith, to go when it would be easier to stay and play it safe in your comfort. So, Just before Kathy and I got married, I took a job in the marketplace. So previous to that, I'd worked in the church, at First Methodist Church in Oklahoma City, as their business administrator. I'd even begun to commute to Phillips Theological Seminary in Enid, Oklahoma, thinking about ordained ministry. But I decided to test all of that by doing something different. Someone had once told me, you know, Bob, if you are called to ministry, you may do some other things, but over time, you won't be able to shake that. You'll just have this sense. It'll just keep coming around that this is what I need to do. And so I said, all right, I'm going to do something different. So we got married. I went to work selling business telephones in Oklahoma City. My territory was downtown Oklahoma City, South Oklahoma City, Norman, kind of in that area. And you know what I discovered as I got into it was, over time, I figured out how to do it, and I got kind of good at it. And at the same time, Kathy was teaching, and so we had a dual income. We were dinks, you know, dual income, no kids. I mean, the money was just rolling in, and man, we were having a great time. But sure enough, over time, I did continue to have this sense that, you know, God had something that He wanted me to do other than to focus on just working in the marketplace. And I couldn't shake that sense of calling. And so we packed up our lives and we moved to Wilmore, Kentucky, where I finished my studies at Asbury Theological Seminary. And I can't imagine, really, how different my story would have been had we not taken the step of faith to follow God's leading. Sometimes the best decision you can make is to go when it would be easier to stay. And in this series, we've been asking some big questions. One of the questions is, how do we live a story worth telling? How do we live the story that God wants us to tell? And we believe that the answer is found in Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 2. The Bible says this, "Let us fix our eyes on whom? On Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He is the what? He is the author and the what? The perfecter of our faith." Yes, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author, the perfecter of our faith. So, you know, if you're going to go, you're going to have to leave where you are. And that takes faith. And that's why you need Jesus, who perfects your faith. If you want to write the story of your life in a way that pleases God, then guess who you want to be the author working alongside of you? You want Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of your faith, who will help you to live the story that God wants you to tell. So in this series, we're making four decisions. Remember, week number one, we decided to begin a discipline, one discipline that would help us to live the story God wants us to tell. Begin. And week number two, we decided to change one thing that would hinder our story from being what it should be. We're going to begin one thing, we're going to change one thing, and then last week we're going to stay the course when it would be easier to throw in the towel, to quit, to walk away. And if you were here last week, I told my high school football story about how at one point I was ready to quit and do something else and to walk away. But I decided, no, I think I'll stay at it. And I'm so glad that I did. Because often God will call you to stay when sometimes the easier thing would be to walk away. So today we're going to seek and we're going to ask Jesus to help us when He calls us to go when it would be so much easier to stay and to play it safe. And the Old Testament story that I want to use that illustrates this so perfectly is found in Genesis chapter 12. It is the story of Abram and Sarai, who later became Abraham and Sarah. So they were in Ur of the Chaldees, and perhaps they were there worshiping the false god of that area. That's what some theologians think. And then the one true God comes to Abram, and he says, he gives him a very simple and a very direct command in Genesis 12:1. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people and your father's household." So leave your country and do what? He said, leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. Leave and go. Leave and go. So this seems obvious, but I want to go ahead and say it, and that is this. To go somewhere else, you need to leave where you are. Hello? To go somewhere else, you need to leave where you are. You need to leave what's comfortable, what's predictable, and what's easy. I like to say it this way. To step toward your destiny, you might have to step away from your security. Hello? Let me say that again. I think that's a good... Sometimes to step toward what God is calling you to do, to step toward your destiny, you have to step away from your security. Think about what Abram might have thought. God says, go to this place. And he says, go to this place? I've never been. I mean, God, I kind of grew up here, you know, and I got my friends here. I like it here. My house, it's almost paid for here. And, you know, if I ever have kids, I like the schools here. I got to, you know, my friends are here. Some of my best friends, since when I was like 12, you know, and I get my hair cut down the street, and I know the guy, and I trust him. I like what he does with the hair. And there were all of these things that he probably could think of that he was comfortable with, and yet God is calling him to go to a place that he knew nothing about. And God simply makes this promise in Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. He says, here's my promise to you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And get this, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you. And I'm guessing Abraham is hearing this, and I suppose that, you know, one of the thoughts that he might have had was, What? There are going to be nations come from us? God, don't you realize we have no kids? We have zero children, none. I am 75 and we've been trying for years. I'm not saying that trying hasn't been fun. It's been fun. But we haven't had any results. No results, none. We're childless. We can't have kids, and you're telling me that there are going to be nations that come from us? Here's something that's really important. I don't know if you have ever made a promise to God. God, if you'll just help me get past this test, I promise I'll study the next time. Or God, if you just help me not be arrested, I'll never do this again. You ever prayed a prayer like that, you know, through the years, made a promise like that? Don't lie now. Here's the thing. We're not changed so much by the promises that we make to God. We are changed by believing the promises that God makes to us. Let me say that again. We are not changed so much by the promises that we make to God. We are changed by believing the promises God makes to us. And so God makes this promise to Abram. We just heard it. And so what does Abram do? Very, very simply, verse 4. So Abram left as the Lord told him. Abram left. I want you to just stop for a moment and think about this. What would have happened if Abram hadn't gone? What if he had rationalized it? What if he had rationalized it out and said, well, you know, it's easier to stay, I think, and I really don't know where I'm going, and, you know, that place, it just doesn't seem safe, and it's kind of scary, even, and we tried to have kids, but we're not going to have kids, so, you know, this whole thing is just stupid. It's just stupid, okay? Think about what would have not happened. Today, a lot of people refer to God, you know, as the God of whom? You know what I'm talking about? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, if Abram wouldn't have gone, there'd have been no Isaac. There'd have been no Jacob. I'm telling you, there are all untold consequences that would be different if Abram didn't have the faith to obey God. So, for those of us here today, there is going to come a chapter in your life when you sense there is something new. There's something different. God wants me to go where you believe you're supposed to go, and you're going to have to leave where you are. And if you don't have to have, if you don't have the faith to do it, but instead because of fear you don't go, you have no idea about the blessings you'll miss if you don't obey. You have no idea about what you might miss out on if you don't obey. Sometimes the best decision that you can make is to go when it would be easier to stay. So let's do this. Let's take a step back for a moment. I want to ask the big question that I've been asking each week of this series. If you've been here, you know it. The question is, what story does God want you to tell? What story does God want you to tell? If He is going to be the author of your story, what needs to change about the direction of your story? What story does God want you to tell? And for some of you, He might want you to spend, you know, more time with your family. Or He might want you to invest more time in your family's spiritual lives, you know, to help people in your family, your grandchildren, your children, to be growing spiritually. Or it might be something as simple as, you know, God wants you to be growing spiritually. Or maybe it's that He wants you to have financial freedom because, you know, you're so wrapped up in debt and bondage, it consumes you and you really can't help people the way you'd like to because, you know, it's all about this keeping up with the stuff and the debt and managing that. And God wants you to live differently. Could be that God wants you to start a ministry or to be involved in someone else's life or whatever. You know that. And now I want to bring it to the application part. So the first question was, what story does God want you to tell? And based on the story that God wants you to tell, what step of faith do you need to take? Based on the story that God wants you to tell, what step of faith, what one step do you need to take? Where do you need to go? And just to be really, really clear, what I'm not telling you is to leave your marriage, okay? Don't you dare go home and say, well, you know, it'd be easier to stay, but Pastor Bob said, you know, sometimes we got to go, and so adios. No, 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 no. Am I being clear? No. All of week three last week was about staying in your marriage. And I'm not telling you to leave your job either. Well, you know, there's something else, and I don't know exactly what it is, but come Monday, I think I'm going to quit. See ya! That's not it either. That's stupid. That's stupid. Don't be stupid. Somebody lean over to your neighbor and say, don't be stupid. I'm telling you. Don't be stupid. I'm not telling you to quit your job. What I am saying is, based on the story that God wants you to tell, what step of faith, what one step do you need to take? Some of you, you're going to take a step of faith to join or maybe to start a small group. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know exactly what it's going to be like, what's going to happen. But one day, because you take that step, your story is going to be different. And you're going to say, oh, you know, a while back, sure. I mean, I didn't know exactly what that thing would be, but I got involved in that class, that small group, and that accountability thing, and I've got this great community of friends, this great community of brothers and sisters. I had no idea how different my life would be. And you decided to go when it would have been easier to stay. Some of you, it will be a ministry, maybe, that you're going to get started in and get involved in. And a few months later, you're like, hey, I had no idea that these kids that I'm tutoring would change my life so much. Or I had no idea that these young people that I'm pouring some time into, I had no idea. Hey, you know, I've always wanted to serve. And you're like, you know, I've gotten to help with Upward basketball on Saturdays. Or, you know, at Celebrate Recovery on Thursday nights, I'm helping there on the Widow Widowers Grief Share group. Or maybe it's the New Directions group on Thursdays. And you're like, man, I had no idea, but this is awesome. And I'm also helping other people know about it and be involved, and it's just amazing. And you need to take that step. Some of you, there's a job. You've always wondered, you know, I wonder if I could get that job. And you're afraid that you might not, but you're not going to know if you can get it unless you step out in faith and go for the job interview. And if you get it, great. If not, hey, you stepped out. You'll never know unless you step out and find out. Some of you, there's a business that you may start. Years from now, your story may be, hey, we didn't have hardly anything, but we just started it, and look what's happened because we followed God and we took the faith step. Some of you, God might call to foster or to adopt, and you're like, God, I need to know the details. What's going to happen? And God might say, you can't handle the details. Don't worry about the details. Well, it might be hard. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be hard. It's always hard, but God didn't call us to an easy life. He called us to a faith-filled life. You may need to take that step ahead of faith and go ahead when it would be easier to do nothing. Now, why is it? Why is it that so many Christians, so many of us don't go when we're supposed to go? Why is it that as a Christian, I may have this spiritual whisper, this nudging within inside of me, but I don't do it? Well, I can't speak for you, but for me, often the thing is I'm afraid, or I'm insecure, or I don't know exactly how the thing is going to work out. And so I tell myself, well, you know, maybe I can do that thing later. The bottom line is I don't have faith. And here's what I hope you'll understand. That is this. The Scripture says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. How did Abram leave where he was and go to where God called him to go? How did he do it? Well, Hebrews 11:8 tells us how. How did he do it? By faith, Abraham. How did he do it? By faith, Abraham. How did he do it? By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. How did he do it? He did it by faith. How did he do it? He did it by faith. How did he do it? He did it by faith. How will you do it? You will do it by faith. When God calls you to go, but you don't know where you're going, how will you go? You will go by faith. How did I and Kathy, how did we know to go to seminary, not knowing what's going to happen? We did it by faith. How will you start what God calls you to start? You will do it by faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But you may say, well, but I don't know that I have faith to finish the journey. Well, that's great news, because you don't have to have faith to finish the journey. You just need to have faith to start the journey, just to take the first step. I promise you, 26 years ago, when my superintendent said, Bob, I want you to start a brand new church in South Oklahoma City, I did not have any idea how that was going to happen, but I had enough faith to say, well, with God's help, I'm going to take the first step. And then I'll take the next step, and then the step after that. And 12 years ago, to come and carry on the work that God had begun here and continue it, I didn't have the faith to know how that all was going to happen. I had the faith to take the first step, and then the steps after that. You just take the first step, and you let God help you with the rest of the steps. You don't have to have faith to finish. You just have to have faith to start the first step. So I don't know what you're going to have faith to do. But one day, you're going to tell a story. And your story one day will either be, there is a chapter in my life where I sense God was calling me to do something, and by faith, I went and I stepped out there when it would have been easier to just stay put and stay. Or your story might be, by fear, I did nothing. I didn't do anything. One of two stories. By faith, I'm praying. I'm praying for all of us together, by faith, that we will have the courage to decide to begin a discipline, one discipline that will change the direction of your story. By faith, I pray that you will have faith to change something, one thing that will hinder the story from being what God wants it to be. By faith, I pray that you'll have the courage to stay the course and to be faithful where you have been planted when it would be easier to go. And by faith, when the time is right and God calls you, I pray that you will take the step of faith when it would be easier to stay. You'll say, Lord, when the time comes, I'll go when it's easier to stay. Because here's the thing, remember, the decisions we make today determine the stories that we tell tomorrow. And we want to live a life worth telling, a story for the glory of God, so that we fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. God, help us to tell the story and live the story that you want us to tell. Amen? Let's pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, loving Master, Almighty God, glorious Lord, I ask that you would stir within us and build our faith to live life totally and completely for you. Some of us may not be in a chapter where we need to take a step of faith. We might need to stay the course, and that's where we're supposed to be. But at some point, there's going to be a stirring inside of you, and it's time to take the step of faith and go. Others of you, the time is right now, and you know it. It's like God is speaking directly to you, and I believe that He is. And what I want to do today is I want to ask all of you that when that time comes, when you sense that it is God, I want to ask you to commit today, whenever it is, to say in prayer, when the time comes, Lord, when the time comes, I will go when it would be easier to stay. I will go. And I realize I may not have all the answers or the details. And I may not understand everything that I'd like, but when the time comes, Lord, I will go when it'd be easier to stay. And if you pray that prayer, if you pray that prayer honestly before God, I know He will honor your faith. He will lead you and guide you. He will help you and enable you to take each step along the way. He'll bless you like Abram was blessed. And it was all possible. All of this is possible, we remember, because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, He's the one who ultimately said, I will go. I will go when it would have been easier to stay. And aren't we glad that He did? So it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen.